兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
你们当中可能有些人会有点失望。
Some of you might be a little disappointed.
今天应该是 Dr. Chen 的speaking.
It's supposed to be Dr. Chen who is supposed to be the speaker.
但是因为 schedule conflict, 所以我临时是被叫上来。
But due to scheduling conflict, so I was asked to speak.
所以希望你们也能够听着 有所得着。
I hope that you can learn something from the sermon today.
我不知道你的胆子大不大。
I don't know if you guys have enough courage or not.
至少我知道我自己不是。
I know I do not have that much.
我还记得小学的时候。
I remember back in elementary school.
每年都有全校的演讲比赛。
Every year there's a speech competition.
这个比赛一向都是由我们班的班长来代表出席的。
And this competition usually is represented by the class president.
有一年他刚好生病。
There's one year he was sick.
我老师就指定我去参加。
So then my teacher appointed me to go to the competition.
我那时候就陷入恐慌了。
I was in great fear.
因为我从来没有这样的代表过参加比赛。
Because I never represented any for this kind of event.
但是在没有选择之下，我只好硬着头皮就上。
But I didn't have any choice, so I went ahead with it.
到了这演讲的当天
，On the day of the competition，
当我站在这个台上面对着全校师生的时候
，I was on stage facing the whole class as well as teachers.
我紧张的两脚发抖。
My legs were shaking.
我嘴巴僵硬的讲不出话来。
And my lips were so solid that I couldn't really speak.
所以最后我就草草的结束，赶紧下来。
So I rushed my speech and came off quickly.
从那次以后
，And from then on,
我就得了这个讲台恐惧症。
I started to have podium phobia.
我害怕在站在众人面前讲话。
I'm very scared to share in front of a large group of people.
今天我能够站在这里跟大家分享信息。
Today, me physically being able to share in front of you guys,
完全是神的怜悯跟恩典。
It is because of God's grace and mercy.
是因为耶稣在我里面。
It's because Jesus is in me.
是他在背后帮我撑腰。
And he is also behind me.
我才能够刚强壮胆的站在台上跟大家分享。
And because of that, I can be strong and courageously share with you guys.
这好像保罗在哥林多后书四章七节所讲。
It's just like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 it says, But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
谈到有人帮你撑腰。
When you talk about having someone behind your back, supporting you, it reminds me about 10 plus years ago in a Bible study. I heard of a brother sharing. He says when he was young, he lived on the second floor of apartments. And this house, this apartment doesn't have any private bathroom.
So,如果要上厕所，就必须要到外面走廊尽头的公共卫生间。
And in order to use the bathroom, they have to use the public one, which is outside the house and at the end of the hallway.
那这个走廊到了晚上，因为灯光亮度不够。
And this hallway, due to the lighting problem,
总是有点阴森森的。
It is always very dark at night.
这位弟兄接着说。
And this brother continues.
到了晚上，他都不敢一个人去上卫生间。
At nighttime, he's afraid to use the bathroom.
他必须要他的父亲陪他过去，然后再陪他回来。
He needs his father to walk him there and walk him back.
他的分享让我发现，原来不光是我。
His sharing made me understand that, it's not only me.
我们每个人内心多少都会有惧怕的东西。
Everyone have this type of fear in their heart.
这位弟兄的怕黑和我的讲台恐惧症。
This brother's fear of darkness is the same as my podium phobia.
都只是其中的一种。
It is just one of the kind.
今年的武汉新冠状病毒更是令许多人担心受怕。
And today, this coronavirus is making everybody scared.
不过这位弟兄的分享却让告诉了我们。
And this brother's sharing also reminds us.
当我们害怕的时候，很自然的，我们都会去想要寻求保护。
When we are scared, naturally we seek protection.
在路加福音第八章就提到。
In Luke, chapter 8, it says.
门徒们在渡过加利利海的时候，突然遇见了暴风。
When the disciples were on the boat crossing Galilee with Jesus, they faced some storm.
这个船将满了水，甚是危险。
And the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger.
门徒们就来叫醒了耶稣。
So the disciples woke Jesus up.
说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。
And says, Master, Master, we are going to drown.
所以耶稣醒了，就斥责这狂风大浪，风浪就止住，平静了。
So Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm.
从路加的描述我们看到
From Luke's description, we can see.
门徒们因为害怕生命有危险就寻求耶稣的保护
Due to fear of death, the disciples seek Jesus' protection.
虽然那个时候他们还不知道耶稣有掌管大自然的权柄
Even though at the moment they did not know Jesus has authority over nature.
其实一般来说
Actually speaking,
害怕是人对可能发生的危险、痛苦或恶劣的环境所产生的一种不好的情绪或反应。
Actually speaking, fear is a negative emotion or reaction we humans have when we are facing potential dangerous, painful or vile environments.
当我们害怕某些人、事物的时候
when we are fearful of something or someone,
我们就会想要避免接近
We naturally want to avoid getting close.
我们会担心怎么样来保护自己
And we are concerned and want to know how to protect ourselves.
甚至我们不敢踏出简单的一步
Even to a point we aren't willing to take the initial step.
我们会因害怕而不敢行动
And we are too afraid, we become stationary.
但是有时候害怕某些人事物却是必要的
However, sometimes, being fearful of someone or something is necessary.
比如说害怕犯罪或者是敬畏神
For example, fear to commit sin or fearful of God.
圣经告诉我们神是圣洁的
Bible tells us God is holy.
而且非圣洁没有人能见主
And without holiness, man shall not see the Lord.
所以对神心存敬畏追求圣洁是我们应该有的态度
Therefore, fearful of the Lord and seeking to be holy is an attitude that we must have.
我们可能常常会告诉自己
We might often tell ourselves,
凡事要勇敢面对，不要怕。
Be courageous and not to be fearful.
但是说的容易，做起来也是很难哈。
But of course, it's much easier to say than to act on it.
我自己就常常有这个毛病。
I often have this problem.
我会害怕尝试新的方法或事物。
I'm afraid of trying new ideas or new things.
害怕出错。
I am afraid of making mistakes.
也害怕失败。
And of course, I'm afraid of failure.
所以这些害怕的感觉常常让我裹足不前。
So therefore, these fears make me hesitate to proceed.
想要留在自己以为安全的环境里面。
And I want to stay in what I perceive as my comfort zone.
但是这种以自我保护为优先、厌恶冒险的态度
But,
有个很明显的问题。
But this priority of self-protection, the attitude of despising adventure has a clear problem.
那就是他以主耶稣要我勇敢去追随他的呼召是背道而驰的。
Because it goes against our Lord's wanting us to courageously follow His calling.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
所以，如果能怎么样能够刚强而不胆怯，确实是件我们需要。学习跟操练的事。
So therefore, how to be strong and courageous is something we need to learn and practice.
今年我们教会的主题是
So the theme of our church this year is
扩张帐幕
Stretch our tent.
这个对你跟我不光是会挑战我们身体的极限
This is not only challenging our physical limits.
也会挑战我们灵命到底有多成熟，到底有多真实。
It also challenges to see how mature and real our spiritual life is.
以致我们能够使神的家在这个地区继续的扩张，成为多人的祝福。
So that we can continue to spread God's house, to become a blessing to the community.
那么面对这个挑战，我们是否有勇气跟胆量来承担呢？
But facing this challenge, do you have the courage to take it on?
这也就是今天我想跟大家一起分享来讨论的一个问题。
And that is what I want to share with everyone today.
你当刚强壮胆。
And it is be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆也就是坚强勇敢的意思。
Being strong and courageous actually means resilient and brave.
这句话重复出现在今天的经文《约书亚记》的第一章有四次之多。
And this phrase actually appeared four times in Joshua chapter 1.
由此可见它的重要性。
You can see its importance.
而这个《约书亚记》在历史时间上是接连这个《民数记》。
Book of Joshua actually continues from Book of Numbers.
是以色列人进入迦南前跟后所发生的事情。
It is a curse with the Israelites going before they went to the land of Canaan and afterwards.
它的主题是得神的应许地。
And the theme for the book is obtaining God's promised land.
这应该也是我们教会扩张帐幕的目标。
And this should be the goal for our church's theme.
约书亚记的第一章记载了耶和华神对摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚的呼召、应许跟吩咐。
First chapter of Joshua contains the calling, the promise, and direction God gave to Joshua, son of Nun, who is Moses' aide.
我个人以为，如果我们想要扩张神的帐幕
，I personally think if we want to stretch our tent,
去得神应许我们的地。
To obtain the land that God has promised.
那耶稣亚的经验是值得我们接近跟学习的。
Then we have to draw close to Joshua's experience and learn from him.
如果我们每个人都可以如神吩咐耶稣亚一样的刚强壮胆。
Because if we can all follow what God has commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous.
依靠神的能力，而不是依靠我们自己的肉体力量。
Relying on God's power and not our physical strength.
那我们就可以勇往直前了。
Then we will be able to proceed with might.
从这个约书亚记的第一章，我把它分成三点。
And from Joshua chapter 1, I split them into these three points.
第一个就是你当刚强壮胆，即使是面对困难或危机。
And the first one is be strong and courageous, even when facing difficulty or crisis.
第二点是你当刚强壮胆，因为这是神的呼召，也有神的应许。
And the second is be courageous, strong and courageous, for it is God's calling and having His promise.
第三点是你当刚强壮胆是为了要荣耀神。
And the third is be strong and courageous, for the sake of glorifying God.
不过今天因为时间的关系，我只分享第一点。
But because of time today, I will be only sharing the first point.
也就是说，你当刚强壮胆，即使是面对困难或危机。
And that is be strong and courageous, even when facing difficulties or crisis.
我想大家都听过这一句话啊。叫做临危受命。
I think we all heard of this idiom, receiving mission during critical time.
这句话是出自于三国诸葛亮《前四世表》里面的一句话。
And it came from a book written by 诸葛亮 during Three Kingdom period.
他说：“受任于败金之际，奉命于危难之间。”
And it says, being entrusted with a mission at a critical and difficult moment.
他的意思是在危难之际接受任命。
And which means, in difficult time, in the midst of defeat, receiving instructions.
很明显的，临危受命对于接受任命的人是一个极大的挑战。
Therefore, it is such a challenge for the person who is receiving, the mission.
那个结果可能是不负众望，转危为安。
The result can be either turning defeat into victory.
也可能是一败涂地，无法达成所托付的。
Or on the contrary, completely defeated and unable to achieve the mission.
问题是，如果是你的话，你敢不敢接受？
But the question is for you, whether you have the courage or strength to accept it or not.
如果我回想到1992-93年的时候
，Looking back to 1992-93,
这个 IBM 正在面临这个技术转型的时候
，IBM was facing a technology transformation time period.
那个时候，很多华尔街的投资顾问都不看好。
Many Wall Street investors didn't think highly of it.
所以公司的局势很紧张。
And the company was, company situation was very tense.
危机重重啊。
And a lot of struggles and problems.
所以股票一路的往下滑。
And the stock kept on dropping.
像今天一样哈。
Similar to this date.
有，它还跌到了这个历史以来最低的一点。
It dropped to its record low.
你们知道多少吗？
Do you know how much?
11块一股。
It was about $11 per share.
在这种岌岌可危的时候，董事会就决议推选 Louis Gerstner 来把关。
And at this critical time, the company decided to ask Louis Gerstner.
所以他临危受命成为 IBM 新任的 CEO.
To become the safeguard, and he became the CEO for IBM at that time.
他上任以后大肆裁员，卖土地，制定新方向。
And after he stepped up, he laid off many employees and sold properties and made new directions for the company.
果然不负众望。
He lived up to his expectations.
三年后带领 IBM 转型成功。
3 years later, he brought the company back on track.
所以公司回到获利的阶段。
And the company started making profit again.
他的著作就是 Who Says Elephants Can Dance? 也就是说，谁说大象不会跳舞？
One of it.
也就是在描述他的经历和成绩的。
One of his famous books is Who Says Elephants Can't Dance, which describes his experience and his success.
在2001年 ，Gerstner 先生来到 IBM Poughkeepsie.
In 2001, Mr. Gerstner came to IBM in Poughkeepsie.
来参加一个新的大型电脑上市后的庆祝会。
He came to attend a celebration party when the new mainframe came to market.
我有机会跟他见面，也跟他握手。
I had the opportunity to see him and shake hands with him.
这个时候我才发现他并不是一个高大威猛的人。
I realized he was actually not this tall giant person.
他个子大概跟我差不多。
He was about my size.
他的右手还有点残疾。
And his right hand was a little disabled.
所以他都是用右手跟人家握手的。左手用左手跟人家握手。
So he shake hands with people using his left hand.
这次的见面让我对他有了几分的敬意。
And because of this encounter, I had more admiration towards him.
我敬重他的勇气跟胆量。
I admire his courage and his bravery.
愿意临危受命。
And willing to receive the mission during critical time.
扭转 IBM 的前途。
And turning IBM around.
我时常在想。
I often think.
面对那么大的困难跟压力，哥斯拉怎么有办法？有那么大的勇气跟胆量来接受那样的挑战呢？
Where he finds the courage and strength to face this huge challenge?
我想很可能是根据他过去在工业界的累积经验。
I think maybe it's because he has had many years of experience in the industry.
所以使他有信心来接受挑战。
Which gives him the faith to accept the challenge.
今天我们读到的约书亚也有类似甚至更好的经验。
Today we read that Joshua, he has similar or even better experience.
比如说从出埃及记。
For example, in Exodus.
我们看到约书亚一直是摩西的帮手，是摩西上西乃山领十诫的同伴。
We can see that Joshua has been Moses' aide and the companion to Moses when he went to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments.
他也是带领以色列军队跟亚玛力人打仗的元帅。
He is also the great commander that led the Israelites to fight against the Amalekites.
在这个40年当中，约书亚看到神如何带领以色列人。
And in these 40 years, Joshua saw how God led the Israelites.
如何与他们同在同行。
And also how God walked alongside of Israelites.
也看到摩西与神的关系是如何的美好。
He also saw how beautiful the relationship Moses has with God.
这些经历让他有了很好的磨练跟成长。
And these experiences has great discipline and growth for Joshua.
由此可见，当神要使用一个人，他会预先装备那个人的。
We can see that if God wants to use someone, He will first equip them.
同样的，在今天，在这个教会里面。
Similarly in our church.
如果你有愿意的心来服事，你也可以凭信心向神求。
If you have the heart to serve, you can pray to God with faith.
神必然也会像耶稣亚一样的装备你。
God will equip you just like how He equipped Joshua.
因为雅各书的作者告诉我们，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那或是于人众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他们。
Because in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
当然信心是需要经过操练才会成长。
Of course, in order for faith to grow, it needs to be put into practice.
其实耶稣亚的信心可以从他摩西拆探子窥探迦南地的事件来看得出来。
Actually, Joshua's faith can be seen when he was sent with other spies to see the land of Canaan.
也就是说他们在出埃及以后的第二年，以色列人来到巴兰旷野的加底示巴尼亚。
Which is the second years of leaving Egypt. The Israelites came to Kadesh Barnea in the desert of Paran.
他们正准备进入迦南应许之地。
They were preparing to enter into the land of Canaan.
这个时候摩西派出十二个探子去打探那个地方。
So Moses sent out 12 spies to see the land of Canaan.
40天以后探子们回来证实那个地是流奶与蜜之地。
40 days later, they came back to, telling Moses that the land is full of milk and honey.
然而探子当中除了约书亚跟加勒以外，其他的十个探子都向以色列人说，那个地区的民族强壮高大。
Besides Joshua and Caleb, the 10 other spies told Israelites that the people in the land are stronger than them and they cannot overcome them.
以色列人是不可能打赢他们，因此他们引起了以色列人的恐慌，进而转向摩西跟神来抱怨。
Therefore, it brought great terror and start to, the Israelites start to grumble and complain to Moses and God.
神因此惩罚他们，让他们继续在旷野漂流38年。
And because of their distrust, God started punishing them and make them wander in the wilderness for 38 years.
从这个事件，我们看到了约书亚对神的信心。
From this event, we can see Joshua's faith towards God.
如今在出埃及40年以后。
Now, 40 years later, after going through the wilderness,
以色列人来到约旦河边。
Israelites came to the Jordan.
应许之地就在眼前。
The promised land is right in front of them.
但是神却告知摩西，你不能进入迦南地。
But God tells Moses that he cannot enter.
神对摩西说，
God says this to Moses.
嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领过来，按锁在他头上。使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众的面前，嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。
Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hands on him. Have him stand before Eleazar, the priest, and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him.
神拣选了约书亚作为摩西的接班人。
God has chosen Joshua to be the successor for Moses.
因为神知道他是个有信心、心中有圣灵的人。
Because God knows that Joshua has faith and has the Spirit in him.
这也是一个服侍神的人应该所具备的基本条件。
And that is a foundational requirement a servant of God must possess.
从整个以色列的历史来看。
From the whole Israelite history.
进迦南是一个关键的时刻。
Entering into the land of Canaan is a key moment.
也是一个转变的阶段。
It is also a turning point.
因为他们将拥有自己的国家。
Because they are going to have their own country.
他们不再是一个旷野漂流的民族。
They are no longer a wandering nation.
然而这个新兴国家唯一认可的领袖摩西，却在这个时候在尼泊山上逝世了。
But the only recognized leader for the nation, Moses, died on Mount Nebo.
虽然 以色列人已经知道神指定约书亚为摩西的接班人，
Even though the Israelites already know that Joshua is appointed a successor for Moses,
但是摩西终究已经做了他们的领袖有40年之久。
But Moses has been the leader for them for 40 years.
所以摩西对的过世对以色列人来说是一个很大的考验。
So therefore, Moses' death is a big challenge for the Israelites.
也许他们会因此失去信心、软弱、沮丧，而导致国家的动荡不安。
They may start to lose faith and fall into great sorrow to a point the whole country is in turbulence.
其实今天经文的第一节的前半段就是在说这个关键的时刻。
Actually, the first part of the scripture that we read today is talking about this critical time.
他说耶和华的仆人摩西死了。
It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord.
所以在这个时刻约书亚只能临危受命。
So therefore, at this moment, what Joshua can do is receive mission during the critical time.
就好像我必须在我小学班长生病的时候去代表全班演讲一样。
Just like me, going for the speech competition when the class president was sick.
当然，我的情况跟约书亚却有很大的不同。
However, my problem at the time was very different from Joshua's.
我没有被训练就上台。
I didn't get training, and I was pushed ahead for the competition.
而神却早已经预备了约书亚。
Joshua, on the other hand, has been equipped by God all these years.
而且我的演讲任务也绝对没有约书亚的任务艰巨。
And similarly, my mission was not as difficult as Joshua's.
怎么说呢?
How, why do I say that?
如果你回想摩西在米甸的旷野蒙神呼召,
If you look back into when God called Moses in the desert of Midian,
神要带,要他出来带领以色列人出埃及。
God wants him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那个数目圣经说有六十万的成年男子。
In the Bible, it recorded about 600,000 men.
如果你包括女人跟小孩，初步估计大概有两百多万。
If you include women and children, there is about 2 million people.
如果你稍微想一下，你就会发现，带领两百多万的人过约旦河进入迦南，简直就如电视电影的《Mission Impossible》所演的一样。
If you just gently think about it, leading 2 million people across Jordan River into Canaan is just like the movie Mission Impossible.
让我来说明一下。
Let me explain myself.
以一个250万的人的队伍，如果以50个人为一排并排前进。
If we say 2.5 million a group of people, if we split them into 50 people per one horizontal line,
这整个队伍大概就有25英里长。
And the whole entire team, it would be about 25 miles long.
大概有三倍从 Poughkeepsie 到 Fishkill 的距离。
It will be three times the distance from Poughkeepsie to Fishkill.
如果以走路的速度每个小时2.5英里来算。
And if we average 2.5 miles per hour for the whole group.
那就要将近10个小时才能够让所有人走过同一点。
It will take about 10 hours for everyone in the group to pass through the same point.
那现在他们要过约旦河，那就更难了。
And now that they have to cross over Jordan River, it's even more difficult.
这个平常约旦河的河宽大概是80到100 feet.
Because on a regular day, Jordan River is about 80 to 100 feet wide.
但是春天河水泛滥的时候，这个耶利哥附近的河面宽度大概可达3000尺。
And however, during springtime, the land around Jericho, it can be widened up to 3,300 feet.
这个时候路面泥泞，你是很难让50个人并排前进的。
And at that time, the road is extremely muddy. It is hard to form a 50-man horizontal line marching forward together.
那你想一想，要过约旦河，那至少要超过10个小时以上。
So therefore, in order for them to cross Jordan River, it will take much more longer than the 10 hours we estimated.
这样说起来是不是有点难以想象的困难
？Doesn't it seem a little impossible？
而且你过完河以后，马上要面对耶利哥城这种坚固的防御。
And after crossing over the river, they have to immediately think about how to break through the defense of Jericho.
如果你是约书亚，你心里难道不怕吗
？If you were Joshua, wouldn't you be a little afraid？
神当然很清楚约书亚的心情。
Of course, the Lord knows Joshua's heart.
所以。神亲自对他说话来坚固他。
So therefore, God spoke to Joshua directly.
经文的第一节后半段说：“耶和华晓谕约书亚。”
The first verse, towards the end of the first verse, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun.
其中除了呼召与应许之外，他吩咐约书亚：“你当刚强壮胆。”
Besides calling and promising him, God also says, "Be strong and courageous."
这显出神对他的关心，神并没有忘记他。
It shows God's caring towards Joshua that God has not forgotten about him.
这就好像对着一个本来已经快要没有电的电池，再次把它充电一样。
It's just like charging a battery that is almost out.
神要让约书亚知道他并不是孤单奋战。
God wants Joshua to know that he's not fighting alone.
而且是背后有全知全能的神在撑腰了。
That he has an omniscient God who is behind him.
所以对了约书亚这个经历，我们有什么样的功课可以学习呢？
From the experience of Joshua, what are some lessons that we can learn from?
我想有三点。
I think there are three points that we can learn from.
第一个，我们对神要有信心，即使是面对困难或危机，我们还是可以刚强壮胆的。
The first one is we need to have faith in God, even when we are facing danger or challenges.We can be strong and courageous.
今年我们教会的读经计划不是刚刚读过那个出埃及记吗
？The Bible reading plan that we have in the church, didn't we just read through Exodus?
在出埃及记中，我们应该都看到我们的神是一位在旷野开道路、在沙漠开江河的神。
And from the book of Exodus, we can see that God is the God that makes a way in the wilderness, and He makes streams in the wasteland.
在他是没有难成的事情。
In him, nothing is impossible.
所以我们对神要有信心。
So therefore, we must have faith in God.
尤其在今天这种对基督教信仰越来越轻视的环境当中。
Especially in this environment that we live in, that despises faith in Christ.
我们仍然是可以刚强壮胆的服侍神。
We can still be courageously serving the Lord.
第二点。
And the second point that I want to share.
我们知道困难跟挑战是随时存在的。
We know that difficulty and challenge is always present.
我们需要有心理准备。
We need to be prepared.
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，在世上我们会有苦难的。
Lord Jesus clearly told us that in this world you will have trouble.
不过他也应许我们，我们可以放心，他已经胜了世界。
But he has also promised that, but take heart, I have overcome this world.
只要我们愿意全心全意地听从他的命令，行在光中。
As long as we're willing to follow his command wholeheartedly, walk in the light.
另外一点，我们不要放弃任何侍奉神跟服侍弟兄姐妹的机会。
And we should, the third point is, we should never let go of opportunities to serve God as well as our brothers and sisters.
因为属灵的品格的成熟是需要时间与操练。
Because the maturity of spiritual character needs time and practice.
而且成熟的属灵品格不但可以预备我们在回应神随时的呼召时不会惊慌害怕。
Because mature spiritual character not only will prepare us to respond to God, to God's calling without panic,
也可以帮助我们在面对困难或危机的时候不会恐惧、害怕或是怨天尤人。
It can also help us to face difficulty in danger without fear and complaints.
十九世纪初的属灵导师 Oswald Chambers 曾说
Oswald Chamber from 19th century, he says,
他说耶稣很少在我们预期的时间或地点出现，他往往以看似最不合逻辑的方式出现在最意想不到之处，所以上帝的工人唯有时刻的预备好自己迎接他出其不意的造访，才能忠心的服侍他。
He says Jesus rarely comes when we expect him. He appears where we least expect him, and always in the most illogical connections. The only way a worker can keep true to God is by being ready for the Lord's surprise visits.
所以当我们愿意将自己摆在神面前，任他差遣。
So when we are willing to put ourselves in front of God, allowing him to send us,
他必然会让我们刚强而不胆怯地服侍他。
He will make sure that we are strong and have faith, courageously serve him.
所以让我做个结束。
So let me close my sermon.
俗话说人非草木孰能无情。
We people, we are not plants, we do have feelings.
人有各种的思想跟情感。
We have different thoughts and emotions.
害怕也只是其中的一种。
And of course, fear is just one of them.
虽然说害怕会妨碍我们的正常思想跟行动。
Even though fear may hinder our regular thought process and actions.
但是害怕也可以说是神给人的礼物。
But we can also say fear is a gift of God.
因它可以帮助我们避开危险困难。
Because it can help us avoid danger and also difficulties.
避免犯了任意妄为的罪。
Avoid committing arbitrary sins.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，以色列人出埃及后，因为悖逆不信神而被神惩罚在旷野中漂流。
Bible clearly tells us, after leaving Egypt, due to the Israelites' disobedience and disbelief in God, they were punished to wander in the desert.
直到他们那一代的男子除了约书亚跟加勒以外都死在旷野。
Until the generation besides Joshua and Caleb, they all died in the wilderness.
然后神才再一次带他们回到迦南地旁边的约旦河。
And then God brought them back to Jordan, which is near Canaan.
然而在这个关键的时刻，他们唯一认可的领袖摩西却在尼波山上过世了。
However, during this critical time, their only recognized leader for the nation, Moses, died on Mount Nebo.
这的确是一个令他们恐惧跟害怕的事。
And this is truly a fearful event for them.
但是神是信实的，他也是守约施慈爱的神。
However, God is faithful, and he is merciful God who keeps his promises.
他为以色列人立了另外一个领袖约书亚来带领他们进迦南。
God prepared new leader Joshua to lead them into Canaan.
约书亚凭着信心临危受命。
with faith, Joshua accepted the mission of entering into Canaan.
承受了进迦南这样艰巨的任务。
During the midst of defeat in the critical time,
神亲自三次吩咐约书亚要刚强壮胆。
God personally spoke to Joshua three times, to be strong and courageous.
最后还透过两个半支派的人来回应，来印证了神要他刚强壮胆的要求。
And later, through two and a half tribes, people, to confirm God's command to him to be strong and courageous.
可能你会说，神真是强人所难。
You might be saying, God, you're asking for the impossible.
但是你有没有想过，神可以完全不用我们就可以成就他想要成就的事？
But have you ever thought that God really doesn't need us to complete what he desires?
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Because for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
所以我们能够在他的施工里面有份是他的恩典。
Therefore, if we have part in his ministry, it's actually his grace.
如果我们遇到困难或危机就恐惧害怕，踌躇不前。
If we hesitate to move forward because we face difficulties or challenges,
那我们可能就会羞辱了主。
Then we actually put our God to shame.
我们的生命也许变幻无常，但有一件事情是可以肯定的。
Our life may be ever changing, but there's one thing that remains true.
也就是在无常的生命当中，神永远不会离弃我们。
And that is God will never forsake us. He will never leave us.
我们生命当中唯一不变的也只有神。
And the only thing that will never change is also God.
大卫王一生面临无数的艰险。
King David has faced many difficulties in his life.
甚至危及生命，走投无路。
Even to a point of death.
然而大卫在最黑暗的时刻仍然信靠主。
Yet in his darkest times, he still relied on God.
他在诗篇八十六篇写道：耶和华，求你留心听我的祷告，垂听我恳求的声音。我在患难之日要求告你。因为你必应允我。
In Psalm chapter 86, it says, Hear my prayer, Lord, listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you, because you answer me.
大卫的经历让我们看到神是垂听我们祷告恳求的神。
David's experience allows us to see that God is a God that listens to our prayer and listens to our cries.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
不管环境如何，只要我们凭着信心求。
Regardless of the circumstances, as long as we pray with faith,
他必然会覆庇我们的。
God will protect us.
况且我们也有神同在的应许。
And also, we have the promise of God's presence.
就让我们刚强壮胆地为主做见证。
Let us be strong and courageous in bearing witness.
扩大他的帐。
And stretching his tent.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
那我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we lift up our thanksgiving to you.
在这个困难环境，很多时候我们认为是不可能的时候。
In this difficult circumstances, when we think it's impossible.
我们看到病毒感染的猖狂。
We see the virus spreading all over the place.
我们看到人的惊慌恐惧。
We see the fear in man.
但是我们知道，只有在你里面，我们可以放心。
But Lord, we know that only in you we can find true rest.
因为你已经胜了这个世界。
Because you have overcome the world.
让我们能够来到你里面。
May we return back to you.
你是我们的山寨，我们的磐石，我们的避难所。
You are our rock, our fortress, and our comfort.
更是我们的力量，我们的诗歌也是我们的拯救。
You are our salvation, you are our strength, and you are our rock.
愿你能够保守你自己的所有的儿女。
May you protect all your children.
能够医治这个地。
And may you heal this land.
让我们一起来到你面前，来同心的祷告。
That we can come to you in prayer in unity.
愿你怜悯每一个人。
May you show mercy on everyone.
让我们认识到你才是万王之王，万主之主。
So that we know that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
这样祷告，感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And praying this in a thankful heart in the Lord in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.